Political opponents say Dyster's air quality task force is an election year gimmick. But Dyster says there's $350 million worth of new development, mostly hotels, underway downtown.
And that hotel construction is creeping up Rainbow Boulevard, it's creeping up Buffalo Avenue towards the location of the Niagara Falls Water Board's water treatment plant.
Improvements are also being made to the nearby Niagara Falls State Park.
This will be the largest expansion of the park since Olmsted in 1885, and it's headed right up towards the wastewater treatment plant. The original Adams Transformer House associated with Tesla. This is a place where a not-for-profit is looking to create a Tesla museum, is located right next door to the wastewater treatment plant. So the tourism industry is coming, and we need to help the wastewater treatment plant get ready.
Dyster says he doesn't mean to push the water board aside. He's looking to partner with them.
You know, when you have a situation where everyone's talking about something, no one seems to be doing anything about it, that's why you have a mayor, so they can step up to the plate and try to address the situation.
The Democrat says tourism numbers are through the roof, and he's willing to seek state and federal help.
I think when you start thinking about this in terms of its impact on economic development, it opens some doors in terms of funding.
Chris Kaye, WBFO News.